Greetings and welcome to Radio Zulu, located right here underground zero. My name is Reed, I'm your host, and it is our hope here at Radio Zulu to play 1 hour episodes of some of the best music ever recorded, at least according to me. Got a stack of records here, I've got the amp warmed up and the turntable ready to go with a very special stylus with its West Coast bias. And we are ready to go, so why don't we just jump in?
Same. You must be insane. There's a war inside of me. Do I cause a new heartbreak to write? A new broken song? Do I push it down or let it run me right into the wind? I feel like I wouldn't like me if I met me. Well, I can't stop talking for fear of listening to unwelcome sound. And you haven't called me in weeks. Honestly, it's bringing me down. Oh, I feel like I wouldn't like me if I met me. I feel like you wouldn't like me if you met me. And don't you worry, there's still time. My love.
Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces doing Searching for My Love. I love the sax riff on that song, courtesy of Bobby himself. That song came out on Chess Records in 1966. Before that, Tegan and Sarah did You Wouldn't Like Me. The Barker Brothers did Nancy. Now, the Barker Brothers were a combo out of the late 50s, early 60s, and issued 5 singles, and surprisingly, not that song, which was by far their best, in my opinion. Nancy was somehow excavated by the people at Sundazed Records, put it on a compilation and issued it, I think, in the late 1990s. And thanks to them, we now have that song, Nancy, by the Barker Brothers. Before that, Tony O'Kay, you know, Stephen Kerkorian, doing Trouble off of his second LP, America. That one goes out to my buddy Mondo, who accompanied me a couple of times to see Tony play around the Los Angeles area in the early 1980s. And we started the set today with The Undertones doing Jump Boys. Up next, I want to play a song by The White Stripes from the White Blood Cells LP called I Can't Wait. Of course, The White Stripes were a duo, Jack White on guitars, his ex-wife Meg on drums, and there is no bass in their music. And Steve McDonald, the bass player for Red Cross, saw an opportunity, saw a vacuum he could fill, and he provided a bass line and some backing vocals for all of the songs off that album, posted them on his webpage. So I'm going to play I Can't Wait with a guest appearance here by Stephen McDonald, backing vocals and bass line. I love it. See what you think.
Messing with girl.
Oh, baby, I want you for mine.
heart of LA.
Mother Truckers did Summer of Love. I always thought the Mother Truckers were a Texas band. They did a residency about 10 years long there in Austin, Texas, but they recently returned home, which turns out to be Marin County. Before that, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, Sid and Susie, gave us a beautiful version of Alone Again Or, the song by Brian McLean from the band Love. Before that, the Easy Beats gave us a little caveman rock there with For My Woman. Rocky Erickson, a little autobiographical song there, telling us about his demons with I Walked with a Zombie, and started the set there with the White Stripes, doing I Can't Wait, with a bottom provided by Stephen McDonald. So now if you'll join me out here on the dance floor with Bigfoot Chester, it's time to do The Monkey Dog.
Hey!
than ever find to get along with you. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll set all your lines, gonna leave you alone. Don't believe I love.
Wow.
Bikini Kill did New Radio. That's a 45 on the Kill Rockstars label from 1993. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers did Pirate Love. Chocolate Watch Band did Don't Need Your Love. Fear did Camarillo. Camarillo State Hospital used to be just up the road from where I sit right now. It is now a state university, go figure. But it was a mental institution until the 1990s and hosted such luminaries as Charlie Parker, who I think was recovering from a heroin addiction there in 1946. I wonder if Lee Ving was familiar with the place. That would explain a lot. Before that, Bigfoot Chester did Monkey Dog, which, believe it or not, is a cover version of the original by O.V. Wright from 1965. Okay, we're into the home stretch here at Radio Zulu, and we're going to continue on with The Bags.
Yeah. can see. I can't believe you love me too. You don't realize what you can.
You're listening to Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention doing Sofa Number One. And since that's my outro music, I guess it's time for me to pack up and get the heck out of here. We finished that set with Soul Inc. doing I Found a Love. Soul Inc. was a good example of a regional band in the mid-60s that just never made it nationally. At least I never heard them out here on the left coast. They were from Louisville, Kentucky, about 66 to 68. And it's only thanks to a compilation album put out by Gearfab Records in 1999 that I heard of them at all. I'm glad I did. I love that band. Soul Inc. Before that, we heard from Creedence Clearwater Revival doing Porterville. Liars did Love Me Till the Sun Shines. And we started the set with The Bags doing Babylonian Gorgon. The Bags were one of the best of the Hollywood punk bands from the late 70s. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please be sure to check out future episodes of Radio Zulu, which you can find right here under Ground Zero. And until then, good night, everybody.